Who does he find? He finds Patrick Gormley. Patrick Gormley, he's 2v1. He gets past one. He gives it to Daniel McIntyre. Daniel McIntyre eyes it up.
Daniel McIntyre kicks
it over the bar. It has to be Abbey Stay now. Daniel McIntyre, the substitute from the Abbey Vocational School in Donegal Town, gets his name to the scoreboard. It is now 115 to 9 points. There goes the full-time whistle. The Abbey Vocational School have created history here in St. Tiernach's Park in Clonus on a dull, overcast March afternoon. 7 days out from St. Patrick's Day. And the fans, the parents, the students invade the field. Joyce McMullen, a former school player, stands next to me and overcome with joy.
Such a proud day, such a proud day to be from Abbey Vocational School. I know there's former students all over the country and all over the world listening to us. It really is. The school's in operation 60 or 70 years, and this is the first team to get the final. And they have represented the school and their parishes and their clubs so well out there. They've been real leaders. Their second half performance wasn't quite as good as the first, but they'd done a lot of good work in the first half and they were really, really good.
It was a difficult second half. Ashburn really asked questions of them. Abbey weren't good, we have to be honest, in the second half. That doesn't matter at the end of the day. They have that cup. But what they did in the first half, Joyce, was absolutely outstanding.
Yes, they won the game in the first half. Unfortunately, you know, you have to play both halves and they would be a wee bit concerned, but look, it's an All-Ireland final, they're after winning. Doesn't matter how you do it. But there was a lot of really good stuff on display there from Abbey. There was plenty of good performances. The usual boys stood up. McRae, Kevin Muldoon,
Turlough
Carr was fantastic. Conor McCall was good. You know, so look, there was a good performance. It wasn't quite as good in the second half, but look, it's a fantastic day and I'm absolutely overjoyed. I can't wait to get down there and get chatting to a few old comrades from school. And I'll see Eamon Harvey and Michael Lafferty, former teachers in the tech, which was recalled when we were going to school, Conor. So it's a really proud day for them and it's a proud day for everybody. Great day, great boys. It's lovely to look forward to a homecoming in the Abbey Vocational School tonight and bringing a cup back to Donegal.
I think it's important to note, Joyce, the Abbey Vocational School, it's not a small school, it's not a small area. Great players have come through them. You're one of them. All-star winners, Carl Lacey, inter-county players, Barry Monaghan, Barry Dunyan, Stephen Griffin, David Walsh, there's more that I just can't think. Pater Mogan, Gamma O'Reilly, Brendan McCall, but they've never done what this team has done, and it's absolutely fantastic to see.
Yeah, listen, there's a great tradition of sport, and not just sport, not just Gaelic football, but there's a great tradition of sport within the school, right, going back to my day, which is 40-odd years ago. But, you know, there's great work being done. Geraldine Diver, our former principal, did great work from a sporting point of view as well. And, you know, this is great impetus for the school as well. They're developing their playing pitch up at the school. They'll need funding. The clubs, the communities need to get behind them. You know, this is a great day for sport in the Abbey Vocational School. It's a good chance to put their names on the map. And I see Kevin Muldoon coming across here. Maybe he's getting the Man of the Match award or something.
He was brilliant as well. Joyce, you wouldn't begrudge him for that.
Absolutely not. He's a phenomenal player. He's an explosive type player. And look, he's always been that way. From I know him from he was a very small boy. He only knows one way of attacking, and that's get the head down and go as fast as you can. And he's got real pace. So, look, it was a good team, a great team performance. It's one of those days that these players will never ever forget, Connor. I remember better my days at school.
You spoke to me about that before. School days were more memorable nearly than your inter-county days.
Absolutely, and you know, school's matches I can remember really well. One in the final when I was 18. In Fintra, and I remember everything about it. These players, I think it's the fact that you grow up with these boys and you spend 5 years at school with them. You've had a great, you know, friendships will be built. This team will be getting together in 20 and 30 and 40 years time and remembering this day. It is a truly special day. You know, commiserations to Ashbourne, they give it everything. You can see them down there in a huddle. They're going to be disappointed, but you know, they give a good account of themselves.
But particularly in the second half, because they had a lot to answer for, and they came out, they had a few stars to performance. Okay, the black card was a big blow to them. The Abbey were able to hold their heads, hold their cool, but like overall the Abbey were the better team. Deserved winners,
yes,
and you know, you can't blame them. And it's going to be a big party tonight in St. Noel's, Lahey, Ballintrad, Donegal Town, where the homecoming will be. It's fantastic for these players, and they're a credit to their area.
Absolutely, you know, it'll be a great night. It'll be something for their families and them to remember for a long, long time. That's what sport's all about, and the GAA does that. It brings communities together, and you know, it's especially poignant that you know Niamh Reid and St. Noel's players and four Masters players will all be in the one bunch, and they'll all be celebrating together, and that's what's really important, and that's why the GAA, as I said, is so special. It brings everybody together. Sarah and Kate are taking a bit of a hand on me down here in front, but look, it is a special day, and it's one we won't forget for a long time, Connor.
It's amazing that your family were able to sit in front of us for the entire hour and listen to us commentate.
they were giving me a hard time earlier on. They thought I wouldn't be able to maintain my composure, but look, it's one of those things. It's a great day, as I say, and they're enjoying it as well, so it's something to look forward to the way home tonight.
And big party, final word from you, Joyce McMullen. Party tonight, you'll join. We all love getting on the bandwagon. I'll probably be there myself.
Absolutely.
But as a Donegal Town man and a former people myself. Yeah. But final word from you, because I know you want to get down and enjoy the celebrations. And a lot of these players you were involved in as a coach as well. So I know you want to get down. Final word, it's going to be a great couple of days.
Absolutely. Look, it's a historic occasion. It's a great occasion for the school and everybody connected to this team. And former coaches who I know, Mr. O'Donnell, and the school did a lot of good work with these kids early on. But no, these are good lads. They're not hard to manage. They just want to play and they just want to get out there. You know, there's a real good group of players coming. You know, I suppose former teams had one or two or three or four. These boys have a half a dozen cracking players.
Nine county minors coming out of that actual school building itself. It is amazing.
So, you know, that's what's important. Keeping these boys together and keeping them playing. But it's a wonderful game. And I'm thoroughly looking forward to the homecoming.
That is the voice of All-Ireland winner and All-Star Joyce McMullen, Donegal legend. Joyce, thanks for joining me today on commentary.
We are
going to stay here live on Ocean FM for the presentation and for post-match interviews. So don't go anywhere. We'll have plenty of content here on Ocean FM. I'm going to bring in former Donegal Democrat sports editor Peter Campbell, who was alongside me today, my comrade, on many occasions in the commentary box and in reporting around the Donegal area. Peter, both you and I, maybe at very different times, attended the Abbey Vocational School. We're both supporters today. It was a fantastic day for the school.
Yeah, it was the old school when I was there, back on the Mount Charters Road. But yeah, a very, very proud day for the whole of South Donegal, really, that, you know, that the three clubs, and I think Niamh Alton have been involved in the past as well. It's not just the fact that the Abbey Vocational School team won this today. They won it in style.
Yeah.
They're 10 points in the first half, were as good as scores as you see on any occasion, and it's lovely to see football being played like that. Ashbourne at times possibly a little bit cynical and probably got away with it until their captain was black carded near the end, but the Abbey, I think, stood up to it. They had to withstand that comeback early in the second half as well, and they did that in style. And I think the captain, Senan Carr, probably showed up quite well in that last quarter. And the quality that the half front up front, Conor McCall, coming really good in the end. And as you, I think, I heard you saying on commentary, Turlough Carr, outstanding.
I thought he was amazing the first half. Like, he's a half forward initially, but dropping back, we see Kevin Muldoon getting the Man of the Match award. We will get a voice now from Senan Carr, but final view before I go down to the presentation, Peter, just a brilliant day for the Abbey overall.
A brilliant day for Donegal football, I would say, because a lot of this team are the future of Donegal football. You had the two four Masters minor teams over the last 2 years, the backbone of this team, and you can see the quality that they have. You know, from the Kevin Muldoons, obviously, has gone to Sligo Rovers, the Kellen McCrays, the Carrs, Conor McCall, you know. they're quality all over the field, and it's great to see them actually coming through and actually winning the final. Donegal teams don't, you know, a lot of teams fall at the final, but they played their best football today in the first half, I'd say, of the entire campaign, and that's why they're champions.
Peter Campbell, former sports editor of the Donegal Democrat, thank you very much for joining me live here on Ocean FM. Do stay with us, because we are going to go out now to the presentation where Senan Carr, the team captain, will be awarded the All-Ireland Trophy. So do stay with us, and we will get a speech from the All-Ireland winning captain. And what a day it is for Senan Carr, son of the legendary Shane Carr and his family. And we're just getting the presentation underway now. Senan with a point today in the second half, and it was absolutely vital, so it was. And we will hear now from the presentation.
Agus Cogadjahus Regamstow the Manister. Agus Ahas Ongoma Manish, Corn Masita, Paddy Drummond, a Brunner, or Kapchi Masala, Senan Carr.
And we'll just get here, man of the match, Kevin Muldoon, following his win here in the All-Ireland final. And he's there, smiling, holding the man of the match win trophy. Kevin, sum up that match, I'll say. A fantastic game. Probably the best match you've played in, probably you've ever played in, and probably the most important match you've played in.
Ah, Jesus, this is just, it's unbelievable, hey, and to come out on top today is just, I don't know, it's the most memorable thing I think will happen for all of us boys, and it's just brilliant, hey.
You absolutely cruised in the first half. Anytime you got the ball in midfield, just in panic, you were running through them like a train, so you were, it just came so easy to you.
Yeah, it's just, I suppose that's what I just try my best to do, break the line and then hand it off to the boys to hit the scores.
Were you nervous before the match, were you?
I was grand on the way up from Jersey, but then when we hit the stadium, it was a different feeling altogether, and just to try and get the ball into the hands whenever we got out on the pitch, and then, yeah, it broke the nerves.
We knew about Ashburn, so we did that. They came behind three times in the second half in the last three games, and we saw it today, they came back in the second half, but just never panicked. Were you worried at any point in the second half?
No, we knew that was going to happen, and Mr. Brennan and Mr. McFadden just told us to try and weather that storm that we knew was going to come because of them other games, and we done our best, and we came out on top, which is brilliant.
When did you finally know that you were the All-Ireland champions?
Ah, geez, when Conor McCall scored that goal, hey.
Soccer style, you like that best, leader.
I like that one now.
Did you teach him that stuff?
Ah, no, Conor has that in his blood as well.
Yeah, and big party tonight back in Donegal time, I'm sure.
Of course, now, I can't wait.
Am I getting the invite?
Of course you are, hey.
Well done, Kevin, All-Ireland winner, man of the match today. Congratulations. I'll be chatting to you later, Kevin. We'll get a view of John Kennedy here, so we will. John is involved with the County Minors today. Two of his players, Turlough Carr and Conor McCall, were playing on Wednesday night. They were absolutely fantastic, and they're absolutely fantastic again today. John Kennedy, sum that game up for us.
Yeah, I suppose just the pace and power in the end was what counted. Muldoon with his lightning pace. Turlough's work rate was fantastic.
I thought Turlough was fantastic.
For me now, he was outstanding. And just an all-round effort. And always, McCall comes up with the big scores at the end. You can't knock him. That's what he's there for, and he does that business all the time. But all-round as a team effort, I thought they were superb.
You would have never thought that Turlough and Conor played a game on Wednesday night.
You're right. And their workload this last while has been phenomenal. And like, they're still playing really tough football out there and showing no signs of letting up, you know, so it's been fantastic. They're a credit to the school, they're a credit to their club, and long may it continue.
Ashburn were very good in the second half, so we know that Ashburn came back in their last three games from behind at half time, and for a while it looked like they were going to do it again. I think they hit the first four scores in the second half.
They did, maybe even the first five, and it looked like they were dominant in the middle of the field, but such a big physical side, they were always going to have a purple patch. It was whether Donegal could weather the storm or not, but they did, and they were excellent. Once they started to come away with short kickouts and bypass the midfield, then they were back in the game. But they in fairness to Ashbourne, they dominated in the middle of the field for that period of time, but they had a lot of big physical men there, and they used their strength and they used their ability. And then they had the forwards up front. Number 13 was superb for them. He just, you know, the score, the golden post on his mind all the time, so he was causing havoc up front. But I think just all round work ethic was what Fomath or Dabby really brought to it, you know, and that helped. So it was good all round in that sense.
John Kennedy, assistant coach with the Donegal Miners, with Barry Ward, thanks very much for joining me today. I will get a view of this man over here, if he'll talk to me, my former manager, if he will say a few words. Park O'Donnell coached me to this very day 8 years ago to a Marquee Cup, but I think this trumps any success that ever come back to Donegal School. Park, sum that up for us today.
Oh, unbelievable. I don't think we ever doubted the boys, you know, we knew they had it in them. They have enough experience now at this level to come and play, but at the same time, you'd be nervous for them. It was a massive occasion. Like, I mean, you see the town painted red and white there all week and that, and you don't know how that's going to affect players of that age until they get out in the field, but through to form with them, they stuck to the job, and you know, there was times in the game there it got tough, it got, you know, edgy, but they still had an answer every time, which is a good sign of any team, you know.
You've been involved in the school now for well over a decade, I'd say, but how much the school has come on in terms of not just Gaelic football but sport, it's been fantastic. Like, when I was there, I never thought we'd get to a day like this, so it's brilliant for the area.
100% Connor, and when we won back then in 2016, I suppose at that stage I would have never thought that we would have went as far as this at this level. Like, this is a massive level of football, and to see Donegal teams coming and competing and winning in All Ireland, you know, it has to only be good for the future, you know.
Yeah, were you nervous any time in the second half, because we knew what Ashburn were capable in the second half? In fairness to the Abbey, they held their cool, they held their heads, but I think Ashburn hit the first 3-4 scores, so it was worrying. Now, they knocked up a fair amount of wides, but overall you can't doubt the effort of the boys.
No. I think at the start of the second half, we struggled a wee bit to get away our own kick out, out the middle and that. And I think once Jamie and Sheard and them got that sorted on the field, you know, you could see then our boys really, once they got possession down on the ground, because Ashburn are such a big physical team, as well, there was no point competing in the air with them. You had to compete on the ground, and that's where our boys were at their strongest, you know.
Yeah, who impressed you the most? Obviously, Ken Muldoon got man of the match. I thought Turlough Carr was brilliant in the first half. Conor McCall, when you need leaders, Cal McCrae coming out from the back line, David Monin sweeping up, like, I mean, you could. There's a handful of them, a who's who of winners there.
Yeah, definitely all them boys you mentioned. I thought Donald Gallagher, I thought he was just outstanding. He was in the Dublin under 20 today, and he handled them. And for a man that was only half his size, the tigerish, and even you seen that run he made up the field when the chips were down, he took the ball out of defence. He could have given two passes and he didn't. He took the ball himself and he took on the responsibility. I thought Donald Gallagher was outstanding today.
And when did you feel that the Abbey actually had this match won?
I think once the goal went in, that was it. Because you were always afraid of the goal at the other end with the big high ball booming in. But once Connor put the ball in the back of the net, I think we were home and hosed then.
Park, thanks very much for joining me. Appreciate it. Well, maybe we might get this man. This man's not afraid of talking, so he's not. He was limping off towards the end. He was being carried off and then being hugged by his teammates. Leo McGowan, the fullback today. There's a big smile on your face, so there is. You're a happy man.
Oh, stop. Hey, just to get over the line, every man's just ecstatic, you know, like working so hard for all this year and just having this at the end just to pay off. Like, obviously it's bonus territory with the Ulster, but just to finish it off is brilliant.
Is this the top award that you've, top match you've been a part of?
Oh, geez, by far. Hey, just with the way it's run and geez, some of the competition we had, like, obviously, like, that Ashburn team, like, with the physicality they brought, that purple patch they had, like, it really put pressure on us. On another day, it could be their day, like, so
good all round. And I suppose you had a tough, you, Terence McGovern and Donald Gallagher in the back line, because very early on Ashburn were going for that long ball territory. Now you've had David Monin in there tidying up, he was brilliant help for you, but it was nervous stuff. I wouldn't want to be a full back there today.
Yeah, definitely. Look, we did our homework a bit and we knew rightly, like, them three boys inside, they were going to be tight, good, very good players, like, so but to have David there, and just we knew rightly, like, stop it at the source. And that's what Mr. Brennan and Mr. McFadden said. So, and to be fair to the boys, like, they didn't have much chance to kick it in at all. But geez, them three boys, when they got going, they were good.
Yeah, and you were fond yourself, maybe going up. Did you fancy a shot there a few times, I think, when you went up on the attack?
There was one point I fancied myself, but I thought, you know, we'd be better off to hand it to our shooters instead of maybe making a fool of myself now. So, but no, it's good just to get up the pitch and see new territory, I suppose.
Yeah, and this, like,
stuff like this, well, maybe not in all Ireland, but stuff like this is second nature to us, because like years ago in the school, we would have never dreamed of getting to competitions like this. So for you to be the history makers, has it sunk in yet?
A wee bit, but I think it'll be, could be a couple of days or even weeks when you really realise how big an achievement it is. Like, honestly, with the Ulster as well, it took a while for it to settle in, but even at the moment, just seeing everyone supporting us and all the crowd and even the town backing us up the whole week, it was madness.
I've never seen something like that in the town, the red and white flags ever. It was absolutely fantastic.
No, it was madness. Like, even all the businesses, you can't fault them. Like, they all put their support in, they all did their own thing, and to be honest, it does make a difference. You know, you just know you have the town backing you, and knowing there's a big crowd and doing it for them. Like,
yeah, normally these matches, they sink in and you analyse them an awful lot more at the parties later that night, Lou. So I'm sure you'll enjoy yourself tonight, Lou.
We will, I'm sure we will. Now we'll manage.
Lou McGowan, well done, full back today. And maybe this man might speak to me for a few minutes. So, Oisín Mogan, live on Ocean FM. Oisín, do you want to say a few words? Your family here around you, how have you taken in yet that you're an All Ireland champion?
No, definitely not. I can't. It hasn't hit me at all yet, you know. I'm absolutely so proud of these group of boys. Like I know we're from three different clubs, we're like family. We really are. We grew up through the school for 6 years, and it's unbelievable standing beside, they're like brothers to me, and standing beside them today winning All-Ireland final is like, I never thought it was going to happen, but here we are.
A lot of hassle and harrying from you in the first half. It was a real team effort. You weren't focused on going on the attack, you were getting back, you were putting serious pressure on, turning over ball. Not often what we see from our half forwards, but you did superbly today.
No, I definitely wouldn't call myself an in and out forward. It was a bit confusing whenever they said I was lining in a wing forward this year, but listen, Mr. Brennan, Mr. McFadden knew what they were doing, and the plan was there, and I was just a man dropping back, you know. I just planned to get back, get hands on and slow up the play, and I think we did that, and then we just went from there.
Yeah, and I suppose, I mean, we don't see schools in Donegal winning All-Ireland titles. Has it sunk in? I see you're quite emotional here.
Yeah, I'm in bits. Like, I can't believe it. Like, we're kind of labelled as a forgotten county, but we won't be forgotten after this, I can tell you that much. Yeah. It's surreal. Like, I can't believe it.
Yeah, and you limped off there. You gave everything you could at the end of the match. Are you in pain, or is it recovered now?
No, definitely still in a wee bit of pain. I hurt myself just after the Ulster final, and I just kind of had to keep going and push through it today. I definitely wasn't missing an All-Ireland final. It only comes around maybe once in a lifetime, so I couldn't miss it.
Yeah, absolutely. And have you been on? I'm sure your brother, he was at county train today, Patter. I'm sure he was looking on, so he was. But you're bringing the All-Ireland medal back. He might bring one back later in July, but for now, it's all about Oisín and the Mogan household.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. He has a lot to live up to anyway. Listen, if he brings one back, fair play to him. But for now, I have the upper hand anyway.
Yeah, and you'll celebrate that tonight.
Oh, definitely, 100%.
Is there much pressure? Final question, because I know you want to go. Is much pressure being the only St. Olds man on the starting 15? Do you have to carry a burden with you?
Not really. Like I said, you know, the three clubs, we work so well together. You know, there's support there. You know, we are like one club together. We're like a big family. Like I said, the boys are like brothers to me. So, to be honest, when I line out in the school's jersey, they don't really think of clubs, they only think as one team, and that's the team that won today, all 30 of us.